Welcome to the Soul of Business podcast. I'm Heidi Stevens, your host and your guide through these bite-sized episodes where you'll learn how to take inspired action and receive more of what you want in your life. This is the place for tips, techniques, and meditations to have you keep realigning to your most authentic self, to surrender to your own spiritual journey, and ultimately raise your frequency so that you become the woman who attracts what you want in your life. I'm a mentor, a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I absolutely love being on this journey with you. Now get ready to experience a whole new level of alignment. Let's go. Well, here we are. It is a new year. It is a new decade. Welcome to 2020. This is the first episode that I am recording in the new year. I hope you're enjoying the new intro that I recorded. I think that I've been feeling, as I think a lot of you've been feeling, the wonkiness of this new year. It has come in with quite an intensity to it, politically, environmentally, astrologically. There is a lot going on right now. And I know for me, it's caused a real pause of, all right, let's really attune here and let's really kind of slow things down. I'm seeing just like as a kind of a collective consciousness right now, just when I'm, you know, checking out people's social media and just really feeling into where people at. It feels like there's a real calling to move towards the less is more, and let's actually rethink our priorities this year, and let's put an emphasis on what's most important and what's, you know, inside of every single one of us and the connections that we're making and the communities that we're forming and our kids and our family, and maybe not quite so much, you know, everything that's going on the outside. And I've just felt a real warmness in my heart, a real hopefulness for this kind of collective consciousness that I'm feeling into. I'm experiencing it myself very much. I've been sharing very publicly on my different channels that, you know, this new year has been very different for me personally as a, you know, driver and ambitious A-type planner. I normally come into the new year going, let's go big and it's time, and just with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. There is this, you know, kind of new year energy that is, that we all can tap into, that that can be very energizing. I have been just so, I don't know how else to describe it other than just really dropped into my own inner process of, I'm just going to take things slow and I'm going to cozy up and I'm going to listen to what's being shown to me from a more kind of spiritual standpoint, and really choose to take action from that place, really choose to take inspired action from that place. And so while, yes, in the business we have, you know, we there are a lot of moving parts going on already with different events that we're planning and this challenge that I'm so excited to share with you guys about. And when I look at kind of the broader picture and get back into the bigger vision, the mission is still very clear. You know, it's all about creating community, being of service, elevating our consciousness, supporting all of you to expand more fully into what your deeper purpose is and to get clear on what the action steps are in order to take that and to make that a reality. When I look at my business this year, like in ways that I want to grow, ways that I expand, there's inspiration, there's clarity here and there. But if I'm very honest, like the exact how and the exact form has not come through yet. And so, when I looked at, you know, how do I really want to start off this year, and What would be of most service? I got really, really excited about doing a committed practice and a 30-day challenge, and I want to invite all of you to join along with me in that. If for whatever reason you're listening to this after the fact of when we start, no worries. You can join along this process at any time. We are officially starting this Wednesday, January 15th. And what we're going to be doing is a raise your vibration challenge. And so I just want to take a moment and talk about how this is going to work and why I want you to join and really what the inspiration was for me. So I have been feeling a inner call. As some of you guys know, you've been watching a big transition for me last year, a real big pivot in my business. And I'd say the last quarter of 2019, there was just this real calling, real deepening, going inward. What does that look like? What does that actually mean, going inward? Like just spending more time in quiet, spending more time in meditation, spending more time having conscious connection with my higher source, my higher power, receiving downloads, getting insight, allowing myself to actually listen to what my heart wants instead of just being in go mode and in action mode. And so in that process, I've been also feeling a call to kind of tune up my own frequency, and I can share with you what that means to me, and also just kind of tune up my body and align at a deeper level with what I'm actually putting in my body. So for me, I enjoy a glass of wine. I enjoy two glasses of wine. It's a social thing for me. It's a way that I unwind at night. And the reality is that alcohol wine is not of a high vibration. It is a lower level, you know, vibrational force. And so I've had a lot of grace with myself around this. But I have been feeling called into, I think it's time to really, really, really lessen the amount of wine that I'm having, if not cut it out altogether. I can't even believe that I'm saying that publicly, quite honestly. I've been tuning more into what I'm eating. I've been really feeling into, you guys know how much I'm into like the move your body, you know, just like really, like, what does it feel good to do for yourself today? Sometimes it's going to be a walk. Sometimes it's going to be a run. Maybe for some people it's a soul cycle or, you know, a class, or other times it's just like doing a little bit of movement and some yoga or some stretching. Whatever it is, it's like really tuning into that. And then really committing at a deeper level to like the mindfulness practices. So again, whatever those are for you, and I can share how this challenge is going to work. So kind of sitting with all of this, I was like, I personally really want to do this, and I need accountability. I want a community to do this. I want to do this with my friends. I want to do this with my clients. And so I called up one of my best, dearest girlfriends, Rachel Bloomberg, who's the founder and owner of Plate Fit. She was on she actually was our first guest on the podcast a few months back. And she runs a studio called Plate Fit, and their whole thing is vibrating on this plate. They have now 5 studios here in Los Angeles. They just opened their newest one in Venice. And their whole thing is, you know, hashtag raise your vibration and raising your frequency from a physical perspective. And I thought, well, how cool would it be to partner with her, put together a 30-day challenge for our communities, and really do this together? And so, my friends, that is what we are doing. Starting this Wednesday, we are doing a 30-day challenge to raise your vibration, to up-level your frequency, to move your body on a regular basis. So this challenge is meant to meet you where you're at. This is not a complete overhaul. This is not this is not about putting 5 more things on your to-do list. This is about tuning in to what you need, to what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your soul needs to up-level and vibrate at a higher level. So every day, we have a little list of things that you can choose from to do in order to vibrate at a higher level. They go everything from meditation to consuming high vibrational content, reading high vibrational books, listening to, you know, high vibe podcasts, to moving your body for a minimum of 27 minutes, to doing bedtime intentions, to putting down the alcohol. And so you get to do what's going to most serve you. And when you sign up, we give you an email with all of the, with suggestions of ways and things that you can read and ways that you can do and meditations that you can listen to that range from, you know, an 8-minute meditation to a 30-minute meditation. There is no right or wrong here. There is no better or worse. And when I kind of calculated all the time up, if you move your body for 27 minutes and you use that time to actually consume high vibrational content, and then you do, you know, a 5 to 10 minute meditation, and you do your bedtime intentions for 3 minutes at night, you can do this entire Raise Your Vibration Challenge. You can check everything off of the list in no more than 35 to 40 minutes a day. And that will include some form of stretching or workout or walk. And so this, again, this is not about needing to spend hours and hours and hours every single day. This is about you. This is about supporting yourself in rising up, in expanding your own aura, your own frequency. It's about up-leveling your vibration. So let me just take a moment and, you know, just speak to what does that actually mean. So coming from a more scientific perspective, if you will, the law of vibration is one of 12 laws in the 12 universal laws. And I spoke about these laws and the law of attraction, the law of vibration specifically in a podcast. I think it was if you go back 3 podcasts, I talk about that one specifically, activating the power of appreciation and the law of vibration. The law of vibration states that everything exists in our universe, whether it is seen or unseen. It consists of pure energy or light, which resonates and exists as a vibrational frequency or pattern. So whether we see it or we don't see it, everything is existing. And that is why the law of attraction states that whatever you put out there comes back to you. So when you are raising your vibration, you are literally becoming an energetic match. You are putting yourself into a vibrational frequency that is higher than you are now. And when you rise up, you become an energetic match for those things, those opportunities, those people, those experiences that you desire to have. It will come back to you. It's not a matter of if it comes back to you. It is a question of when. And so this element of patience, this element of getting curious about how it wants to come in and when it wants to come in, that is the hard part. Our humanness wants us to, you know, have immediate gratification and for it to, oh, I did my meditation, or I got clear on what I want, or I raised my frequency, or I stopped doing this, or I, you know, decided to elevate for 5 days or 6 days or 7 days. And why isn't it coming in yet? And it's like, well, how long have the old patterns been, been locked in? We've got work here to do. And this is a constant process. This is something that every single one of us, as we continue on our journey and on our spiritual path and on our evolution, that we are constantly being asked to go higher and higher and higher. And so, my friends, please join me in this 30-day challenge where we're going to be coming together as a community, rising up, elevating our frequency, elevating ourselves. And know that when you're doing that, most likely any of the old stuff that wants to clear some of the old patterns, some of the limiting beliefs, they start to come up as well. And so I'm going to be talking about through this 30-day challenge, not only ways is that you can rise up and that you can raise your vibrational cells, and that you can actively participate in this. But I'm also going to be talking about when the old stuff does come back, because it will almost on a daily basis. How do you shift that? How do you change your belief system? How do you go about holding that kind of darkness, if you will, or that lower level vibration while you are increasing? I have been feeling the call for this for quite some time, and I'm really excited to be on this journey with you. I've already started in small ways, or actually big ways for me. I've I'm currently on my 7th day with no wine. I've been off of espresso for the last 6 days. I've been still having caffeine with my chai blend, which I absolutely love. I have been really committed to my meditation practice and doing that almost daily for about the last 3 weeks. And quite honestly, my eyes are just clear. Like that fog, that kind of, you know, lower level, just like fog is really lifting. I'm not only getting downloads on a daily basis, but I'm starting to get really clear on, okay, what is this exact vision? And I know that through this 30-day challenge, it is going to become clear. So here's what you need to do to join us. Go to thefemininecollective.co/platefit. Again, that's thefemininecollective.co/platefit. Put in your information there and you'll get an email with all the information on kind of all the different things that we're suggesting action steps to take throughout your days. There is a tracker there and a checklist for you to take care or keep track of your personal progress, which will be really fun. And also a little icon if you feel called to share on social media or get your friends involved or to join. It's a cute little branded piece that you can put in your own gifts and have some fun with it. So make sure to come follow along with me on Instagram, on InstaStory. I'm going to be very active in sharing my own personal process with this. And I look forward to having you all on board here. So again, thefemininecollective.co/platefit. Cannot wait to have you officially start on Wednesday, January 15th. And again, if you hear about this a few days later or whatever, just come over and join us. There is never a bad time to start. You are not behind. The time is now, my loves. All right, let's raise our vibrations and up-level our frequency going into 2020.